Chuck Chat Freestyle for Saturday, August 24, 2013. Dog Days of Podcasting and the Silicon Road continues. What promised? I'm going to do a little PDA slash phone sidebar. The first PDA I had, it was actually not even a real PDA, so to speak. It was more of a data holder. It was a little Radio Shack thing about the size of a case that you get a pen and pencil set in. Very thin. I mean, couldn't have been more than a half inch thick and maybe 6 inches long and a couple inches wide tops. Very thin. Open it up. A teeny little screen. Not much to storage. I think it had maybe 32K, so you could put maybe 100 addresses in there or something. It had some sort of serial interface, but I don't think we ever had the cable. So unless you manually put information in there and later retrieved it, it wasn't very useful. I used it for a while as a novelty. Then Donna used it for a while after I got my first true PDA. And she used it for quite a while, if I remember right. She likes to get her money's worth out of stuff like that. That's when I moved on to, must have been like 1997, 1998. My first, what I would call a true PDA, was a Sharp Zorus, the 5700. This is not the later one they came out with Linux on it. This was the original, and it had some interesting innovations. I think I still have this sucker downstairs. Had a number of accessories with it. I think it had some kind of IR port, and no, I take that back. That is not the first thing that I had. The first thing I had was the HP 95LX. Oh, I forgot about this. I won it as a contest thing at an HP... not a seminar, kind of like a expo convention, small thing in Chicago, and they had a drawing, and I had won this, and it brought up all kinds of crap about conflict of interest and accepting prizes from vendors, and I thought it was kind of a stupid argument at the time. Like, technically it belonged to the company, but you know, the engraved plate on the back said it was mine. And I still have that. That was neat because it had Lotus 1-2-3 on it. It had a calculator. It had a number of applications that you could do, and it was kind of soft key driven. I guess unless you count the work slate that I mentioned a couple weeks ago as a PDA, but that was too big. That wasn't it. So the 95LX was a little clamshell device, and. Nice little thing. Had a serial cable. I think I had to make my own serial cable because the other one, I don't know if you could even get it. It was just difficult to use. And then you could send files and whatnot back and forth, including PCX graphics files that you could use for home screens and whatnot. You know, nice black and white LCD dithered bitmap things that were horrible. But this was useful. This was very useful for addresses and whatnot. Then came the Sharp Zorus, and the Zorus, I loved it because it had like the ability to connect an appointment with a contact. I mean, it had some internal things that really made it a nice, usable platform. It wasn't terribly good on the syncing. It did have some Windows software that you could sync with, and I think eventually I could get the Outlook appointments in there. But it didn't have any email capabilities, or if it did, it was... and none of these things, keep in mind, none of these things were Wi-Fi enabled at the time. I mean, late 90s? No. They weren't cell phone capable or anything. No Bluetooth back then. It was pretty much a standalone device that you synced with a serial cable. USB was still pretty new, and a lot of the devices back then were not USB capable. Then after the Zorus, my buddy Bob seemed to go through like 10 times more PDAs than I did. He had like a PDA of the month. He had the Sony Clié, and he had a Zorus tablet at one point. And he would turn around and sell these on eBay. Yeah, eBay's pretty old. I think they came around in the late 90s or something. And he would get almost near value, you know, of what he paid for them. And then go get the next big thing. So he tried a lot of things. To me, that was a lot of extra overhead for learning a new device, setting it up, syncing, resolving conflicts, and all that kind of stuff. Ugh, just nasty, nasty stuff. So after the Sharp Zorus came the Palm 5. I think this was around 2001. This was a nice device. I've seen a few people that had the Palm 3. The 3C was the color version. The Palm 5 was slim. I liked it. It fit in the pocket nicely. You know, it's probably as thick as my iPhone is today. And just a touch wider, you know? If they'd stuck with that and made it that form factor for a phone, that would have worked out all right. And the Palm interface was very fast. You know, a couple of taps and you were where you needed to be. Great for cranking out lists, great for accounts, and it did a decent job of syncing. It also hooked up with an application that I still use today called Life Balance, and the Palm acted as a nice conduit to hook your to-do list against your appointments so that it would sync the calendar stuff into your to-do list. Because oftentimes when you're driving a project, the next action is the outcome of an appointment or go to an appointment or something around that meeting, and you could easily merge that into that plan. I really, really miss that feature and wish that more productivity apps had that. Unfortunately, I smashed this thing while coming out of a grocery store. I don't know if you've seen those things in like big box stores and grocery stores so that cars don't drive through the front glass windows, the big cement poles that stand about 3-4 feet high, maybe 4-6 inches in diameter, covered with a steel case. Yeah, I turned the corner a little too quickly. I must have had a new pair of glasses or something and had that distortion effect, and my pocket went smashing into one of these poles. And I thought I was going to have a big bruise on my leg, but unfortunately, or fortunately for not getting a bruise, my PDA got in the way, and that was the end of the Palm 5. So I upgraded to the 5X. Same thing, only I think it had 8 meg instead of 4 meg of memory, so a little bit bigger capacity, but same physical layout, same monochrome screen. I also learned how to use PayPal and Avant Go on the Palm 5. I mentioned Avant Go with my ticketing system. This was a web-based service that you could use to sync like a web-based application to your PDA. So I could walk around with, you know, my active tickets. Yeah, and then when I come back, I'd sync it up, and then the database would be up to date. So it was kind of a cool concept, mobility on the go, but you did have to sync every once in a while. PayPal, oh, I wish they still had this. I could infrared payments from one person to another, but of course, they didn't receive any cut. So my buddy Scott would say, hey, can you lend me $5 for lunch? And I would hand him the cash. A couple days later, he would PayPal me the money back with nothing taken off the top. I would get the full $5. Yeah, I really miss that feature. Next came the Palm Tungsten. This was their upgraded version. Kind of a neat little unit. Little thicker than the Palm 5, but it was color. I think there was a Tungsten 1, Tungsten 2, and Tungsten 3. I had the 1, then I got Donna a 2, and then I replaced my 1 for a 3. And they were sort of a collapsible, expandable thing. No keyboard in there, but it did extend the screen so you could see more. I still have that device and a keyboard that fits in the dock connector and at least one cradle around here somewhere. I think I have a Palm 5 cradle too. I'll have to look. I don't even know if that thing works anymore, but unfortunately, those, if I recall, were serial port connections. They might be USB. If they're USB, I'd be interested to see if somebody still has the Palm software to sync. That would be a fun experiment to play with. Although that got a little bigger than my iPhone, so I don't know what advantage it would have other than to fire it up and say, hey, look what I did. That's also about the time when we started getting cell phones at work. And we bought one for home. The one we bought from home was a Radio Shack bag phone. We got this because we were making frequent trips to the Upper Peninsula, and cell phone reception in those days was not all that good. So we wanted something that would have a big old antenna and a lot of reception in case we got stuck somewhere. As it turns out, I think we used that thing maybe 4 times in the 5 years we owned it. Work supplied us with some Nokia something or others, and I don't remember what the exact models were. There was one that was shaped kind of like a fish, and I had a candy bar phone. And those were neat. That's when I started messing around with Bluetooth, excuse me. And I think we started getting into the Macs at work too. And I discovered an application called Solling Clicker, which allowed the phone to act as a remote presentation clicker. That was pretty cool stuff, you know, 10 years ago or so. That was fun. And we kind of went in and out of a few of those until about 2006, 2007, when I got the first truly mobile device that was a converged PDA and cell phone. It was some kind of Windows phone. I don't know. Craig might remember seeing that silver thing. And I remember having it when I went to Phoenix in 2006. Maybe it was 2006, 2007. In there somewhere. Had a slide-out keyboard. So this was very similar to what Julie was using up until she traded in for her iPhone recently. She had a Samsung something or other. But this was, I don't even remember what brand it was. Silver, kind of thick and chunky by today's standards, and had a slide-out keyboard. I kind of liked this one. It had a little pen, too. A little stylus that you could touch screen with. And I used that for a couple of years until about 2008, 2010, when I got a Samsung Blackjack. And, that was a BlackBerry-like... that was a BlackBerry device, that's right. But it was... I thought it was classier than the BlackBerries of the time. It just... I don't know. The BlackBerry OS, I didn't understand why people were so hung up on this. You know, during the time I heard everything, oh, BlackBerry this and BlackBerry that. And then when I got it, I was actually kind of let down. It was sort of like a movie that everybody hypes up. And then when you see it with the high expectations, you go, is that it? That's all? I mean, it was nice, but it wasn't, I'll tell you, the iPhone totally, the user interface and experience over the Blackjack was way, way better. And I used that Blackjack till like 2010 until I started my latest job in 2010. And that's when, the day I started was the day they made the iPhone 4 announcement on June 7th, 2010. And I remember getting my laptop set up while James, one of the two IT guys at the time, it's a funny thing, we only had two IT guys back then, and then I think back, well, I used to be one of two IT guys, too. I think that I said that in the last episode, or the one before that. James was setting up, and we were kind of following the feed because they weren't live streaming. Oh, has it got this? Oh, it's got that. And oh, look at the size. Oh, look at the pictures. This is awesome. And I ordered one, but it took like a month to get it. So the next time I went out to San Diego for our corporate sales kickoff in July, I got my phone. And I used that for a year and a half, and it was pretty good. It lasted until just this past Christmas when I upped to the iPhone 5. It took like 3 months to get this thing. I don't know what the holdup was. I put in a request, and it sat in our IT queue, and I put a ping on it about once a week. Hey, any word on this? What do you need from me? Is this moving forward? And I would see it get reassigned from person to person to person. And then finally, I just called up, and I said, come on, what's going on? And eventually got this thing. I actually got a Christmas gift. I got accessories for the iPhone 5 before I got the phone. Because one of our project managers gave me a $25 Amazon gift certificate. So I went and bought all the cheap knockoff chargers and cables and things that I could find. And those came in before the phone came in. So that was kind of weird. So I'm currently using the iPhone 5 and loving it. The camera is way better than the iPhone 4, but I still miss some of those old PDAs. Well, I don't miss them because I can go down and get them. But I don't know if I just have the energy to go set up the Tungsten 3 anymore and see if there's some Palm software I can load on my Mac. Hey, you know what? That's not a bad idea. I mentioned that it can import all the... events and things into Life Balance. I wonder if I could sync it there and just use it for that as kind of this merge device and then get my appointments into Life Balance and manage them the way I do now. Oh, hey, I just thought of that. Well, that might be a project after Labor Day when we get all these other projects out of the way. So this one ran a little long. Hope you enjoyed my PDA/phone sidebar and said, hey, I had one of those. I will talk to you next time. You can find me at ChuckTomasi.com or this podcast and others at ChuckChat.com. Till then, 101. See you at DragonCon.